turn out to be anything serious. That's one area a guy doesn't want to mess around with too much. A person does not want to lose your eyesight. That's one of our main gifts next to life itself, I guess. Okay, Randy. Enough philosophy here. Okay, you have a great day there, and we'll probably hear you a little later. So, B5RJM, B5 Echo Bravo, be clear on your final.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. I don't know what I'd do without my eyesight. I tell you, it sure would be life-changing for me, that's for sure. Or for anybody, actually, in that situation. But I guess we're not forced our cards. They're played for us, so, you know. But, yeah, I don't expect anything here. So, like I said, it's been inactive for probably 20 years or more, maybe closer to 30, maybe. So it's just a routine checkup that they do for me every 5 or 7 years. So that'd be probably good news I'd probably get today there. So, but unfortunately, my son he doesn't have that. He's got a very rare eye disease, I guess, or whatever. And man, I tell you. He woke up one morning, just out of the blue, everything was good, and then he woke up one morning, and he couldn't see out of his eyes, he was blind. Man, that was scary for him. So anyways, after several doctor's appointments and specialists, they found out that he's got this rare disease, and it has to do with his cornea and the nerve, and it's quite painful too. So he was on steroids and stuff for quite a bit of the time until they diagnosed him, and then they found out what it was, and then they treated it, and so far it's been okay. So he's got his eyesight back, I guess, about 80% back. One eye is perfect, the other one's about 80%, so, and doesn't have to wear glasses, I don't think, but not yet anyways. But, yeah, can you imagine that? That would be pretty scary. But the next day, that same day, actually, a couple hours after he was awake, he was starting to get some of his eyesight back, but it was very blurry. So, it's just out of the blue there, just kind of a weird thing. I know the name of it, but I can't, I got it written down but someplace, but it's a rare disease for the eyes, so, and I forget how many people out of whatever that they say get it. It's a very, very low number, so your chances of getting it is pretty slim, so. That's why it took him so long to, it took him about 3 weeks to find out what the issue was. So they weren't expecting it to be that. So they checked him, I think, for everything but, and then they figured, well, what the heck, we'll check him for this too. So, and then voila, they found out that it was the issue there. So at least they know what it is and they can deal with it. So, but, but he's been doing okay, so, no, but yeah, it was pretty scary. back to you there, Wayne, for a quick one, and then we'll say 7-3 at this end. V5 Echo Bravo, V5 RJM.
Oh, yeah, he's very fortunate, man. Yeah, very fortunate. So, well, when I had my accident, I fell 80 feet from a tower, and of course I'm lucky to be alive after that, but it left me with a lot of problems. I got permanent tinnitus, and when I woke up in the hospital, I was, well, not totally blind, but I could, you know, see figures and stuff, but fortunately that all came back from the fall, I guess. It did something in my head there, so. But anyway, back on my feet and can see reasonably well. Not perfect, but anyway. Okay, Randy. You have a great day there, 73, and we'll catch up to you a little later. B5RJM, B5 Echo Bravo, 73.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that that happened to you there. I can't imagine man, the odds of surviving, yeah, you're very lucky there. I suppose if you knew any better, you'd buy a lottery ticket there. You know, but you probably were not in any shape to do anything after that. Yeah, I've actually seen stuff dropped from 80 feet, and we had a tower, not a tower, but we had a repeater and stuff. I was doing work up on top, and I had some stuff to throw down to the ground there. And I figured, well, instead of me carrying it down, I might just chuck it over the side here, and it was on top of an elevator. And, yeah, it was exactly 80 feet high. So when I got back down to the ground there, I took a look at it, and there wasn't much left of one of the items I threw down. Man, oh, man, I didn't realize it would be that much of a force. But yeah, with a body, you know, it jungles your whole insides and everything, and man, you're lucky to be alive. Oh, wow. I don't know anybody that survived something like that. And I've known people who fall from great heights, people that do roofing and stuff like that. There was a young guy just west of me here doing an elevator, doing the roof on it, and he fell. And it was about 80 feet, about 80 feet. And unfortunately, he didn't make it. So yeah, you're very fortunate to survive that there, Wayne. Even though with the other stuff that you got going on there because of it, to be there for life, but at least you got your life. So, wow, I just can't believe that. Well, now I know somebody that survived something like that. Gee whiz. Anyways, we'll say 73s, and have yourself a good day there, Wayne. B5 Echo Bravo, B5 RJM.
Yeah, real good, Randy. You have a great day yourself. And yeah, it also left me. I've had 5 strokes since then. So, but anyway, enough about me. Okay, 73.
Talking with you today. So, 73's there, Wayne, have yourself a good morning. And say a good morning there to Melissa as well when she gets up. 73, B5 Echo Bravo, B5 RJM, will be monitoring.
B5 Echo Bravo, B5 Alpha Lima.
Climbers yesterday on YouTube and the safety and everything of climbers and what they're doing in America, and I think last year there was 5 people in 25 died in America climbing towers. You know, I mean, I'm talking big towers, like, you know. But I had an uncle who used to work for BIC, British Insulated Canada's cables. He got 2,000 volts, I think it was. And he had a watch and a buckle on his belt. And they all burnt into his skin. made the headlines. Iron Man lives through 2,000 volts or something. But anyway, morning to you both. I think Wayne was disappearing, so I just leave a break there if he wants to come in. And if not, round you there, Randy, if you want to talk to me this morning. V5GGW.
V5GGW. V5 Echo Bravo. Yeah, good morning, Graham. There is lots of accidents. Well, not lots of accidents like that, but a few. I lost a cousin. He was running a drag line up through Buffalo Narrows, north of Prince Albert, and they pulled into Buffalo Narrows, and the buddies were hollering, "Come on, we're going in the restaurant for a lunch," and he went to step off the machine and still had hold of the machine, and I guess the top of the crane was touching the power line there, and it fried him right there on the spot. That was the end of him. So, yeah, it's some people are lucky and some aren't, I guess. So, that's the way it goes. So back to you there, Graham, and a good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike. But, yeah, I can remember I was a young kid. My father was working on the M2 motorway. He drove a plant machine all his life. I started off doing that, but changed over to trucks. But the guy, they were putting in crash barriers, and they had a crane or a boring rig on the back of a truck. And same thing happened to him. He lived through it, but he was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Hit the overhead cables and burnt his legs off. There's some horrific accidents. I've seen, in my working life, I've seen about, I think it's about 5 people die, even in Canada here. I brought a load of coal back from Alberta, and I was just sliding north of Saskatoon. And I was delivering this load of coal late afternoon, and the guy that he was telling me about all the heart attacks he'd have, and lo and behold, if he didn't collapse, and I called him as he was going down, and he basically passed away in me arms as I was holding him up, you know, on the ground there. And that's even in Canada. But yeah, it's not very good. But anyway, all right there. Well, we'll let you go. I'll stick it back to you for any final, and then you can stick it around to Randy, and I'll see if I can annoy him for the next half hour or so. V5GGW.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're annoying anyone. But, yeah, that would be quite an experience there, Graham, having someone pass away right in your arms like that. Yeah, terrible thing. Terrible thing. Yeah, well, I consider myself extremely fortunate. I could have been, well, either dead or paraplegic for the rest of my life or something, you know. So, yeah, but it's left me with a few issues like permanent tinnitus, and I get strokes and whatnot once in a while. I haven't had any for the past couple of years now. I've been doing good, but yeah, my third stroke was pretty bad. I lost my facial. Started drooping on me and whatnot, but fortunately, it came back, and it's still, my face doesn't feel right. Well, probably don't look right to everybody anyway, but that's beside the point. But anyway, I got most of my muscle tone back in the face there. But okay, very good, Graham. You have a great day there, you and your wife, and we'll catch up to you a little later. And yeah, you go ahead and harass Randy there now. So. V5GG. Oh boy, I forgot. Is it M or W? But anyway.